Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Buddhale Shrimani Bhaktivedanta Swami Namaste. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Vani Pashvati Desha Charane. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sri Gaurabhakta Vrinda.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Shri Krishna Bhava Gyan of 4, chapter 19, verse 39. My prayer will watch out.
My prayer will watch out.
Tam sa loka guru na.
Loka guru na.
Samadhisto.
Samadhisto.
Shampati.
Shampati.
Tata.
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 Kritva.
Kritva.
Vatsalyam.
Vatsalyam.
Gunapi.
Gunapi.
Sandade.
My prayer will watch
out.
Etam saloka guruna
samadeshta
vishampati
tata
chakritva
vatsalyam tata chakritva vatsalyam
magrona picha sandade
magrona picha sandade maitreya vacha etam saloka guruna samadhisto visampati tada jagutva vatsalyam avona vija sandade maitre uvacha itam saloka guruna samadhisto visampati tada jagutva vatsalyam magna ಮಗೋನಾಪೀತಸಂದದೆ ಸಲೋಕ ಗುರುನಾ ಸಮಾಧಿಸ್ತೋ ವಿಶಾಂಪತಿ ತದಾ ಜಾಗೃತ್ವಾ ವಾತ್ಸಲ್ಯಂ ಮಗೋನಾಪಿ ಚ ಸಂತತೆ ಮೈತ್ರೇಯ ಉವಾಚ ಇದಂ ಸಲೋಕ ಗುರುನಾ ಸಮಾಧಿಸ್ತೋ ವಿಶಾಂಪತಿ ತದಾ ಜಕೃತ್ವಾ ವಾತ್ಸಲ್ಯಂ ಮಗೋನಾಪಿ ಚ ಸಂತತೆ
Maitreya Vacha.
Maitreya Vacha.
Great sage Maitreya said,
great sage Maitreya said,
Itam
thus
sa in Pradu
Loka Guru
Na
Lord
Brahma
Samadishta
Vimai Vishampati
King Tata,
that way,
also,
Kritva,
having done,
Vatsalyam,
affection,
Maguna,
with Indra,
Api,
even,
Cha,
also,
Sandade,
concluded peace.
Translation, the great sage Maitreya continued, when King Pridhu was thus advised by the Supreme Teacher, Lord Brahma, he abandoned his eagerness to perform yagas and with great affection concluded a peace with King Indra. After this, Pridhu Maharaj took his bath, which is customarily taken after the performance of a yagya, and received the benediction and due blessings of the demigods, who were very pleased by his glorious activities. Purport yagya means Lord Vishnu, and for all yagya is meant to please Lord Vishnu. Since the demigods automatically become very pleased with the performance of yagya, they bestow benedictions upon the executors of yagya. When one pours water on the root of a tree, the branches, trunk, twigs, flowers, and leaves are all satisfying. Similarly, one gives food to the stomach, all parts of the body are rejuvenated. In the same way, if one simply satisfies Lord Vishnu by the performance of yagya, one satisfies all the demigods automatically. In turn, the demigods offer their benedictions to such a devotee. A pure devotee, therefore, does not ask benedictions directly from the demigods. His only business is to serve the Supreme Personality of God, and thus he is never in need of those things supplied by the demigods. With great respect, the original king, Prithu, offered all kinds of rewards to the Brahmins present in the sacrifice. Since all these Brahmins were very much satisfied, they gave their heartfelt blessings to the king. All the great sages and Brahmins said, "O mighty king, by your invitation, all classes of living entities have attended this assembly. They have come from Pitraloka and heavenly planets, and great sages as well as common men have attended this meeting. Now all of them are very much satisfied by your dealings and your charity towards them." Now let's end the document on the purports of the fourth canto, 19 chapters, and God was indulging for 2100 course sacrifices. Translation, the great sage Maitreya continued, when King Prithu was thus advised by the Supreme Teacher Lord Brahma, he abandoned his eagerness to perform yagyas and with great affection concluded a peace with King Indra. So this concludes the story of Prithu and Indra and their conflict and the resolution of the conflict. So the conflict arose because King Prithu would compete with the 100 horse sacrifices of Indra. And the conclusion was that, as advised by Lord Brahma, Prithu only did 99 horse sacrifices and did not complete the 100th sacrifice. And in this way, Indra did not disguise himself in various ways and interrupt the sacrifice, nor did Prithu have to kill him and therefore disrupt the harmony in the whole universe. So Prithu Maharaj cooperated by following the advice of Lord Brahma. And then he stopped the sacrifice. And so this second verse describes how he took his path and then received the benedictions of the demigods, who were very satisfying. But we can understand that he does not need the benedictions of the devatas. And he's actually superior to the devatas. So this is some sort of customary thing, just as when Krishna performs act like killing Agasura, then the heavenly planets rejoice and shower flowers, etc. So they're in one sense praising, but at the same time, Krishna doesn't really need any of that because he's much superior to anybody. So the demigods can praise Prithu and offer so many things, but he's actually much superior to them, since he is a Shaktivesh avatar of the Lord, and they are simply the bhutis of the Lord. But to give proper respect, they offer these different benedictions. In the same way that when Vamana was born, then the different devatas made all sorts of offerings to Vamana Dev with various gifts. So this is a way of worshipping. And in the same way, we also make offerings to the Supreme Lord, but he doesn't need those offerings also. So we can offer
rice or vegetables or chapatis or sweets or milk or whatever. But the Lord doesn't really need them. But it is good for us. It's a sadhana for us, a practice for us to perform acts of devotion for the Supreme Lord. So therefore, the Lord accepts that. And He accepts the devotion of the persons who are making the offering. So in the same way, we can say for the devatas, He accepts their blessings just as He accepts the fruit or the flower from the devotee because of the devotion. They are recognizing the Supreme Lord, so the Lord is pleased with that. And it's also a method of advancement. By doing service to the Supreme Lord, that person will get benefit. So when the devotees offer benedictions and whatever, this is a type of service to the Supreme Lord. They recognize the Lord's position and they offer things. This is different from the devotees giving benedictions to common people in the material world. They offer benedictions because the living entities have acted according to Dharma. So they respond to that and they reward them. But Supreme Lord is beyond Dharma and He doesn't need to get rewarded for anything. He needs no encouragement at all. So Prithu Maharaj accepts this, these offerings as service done by the devatas, and it also helps them advance by His acceptance and His pleasure in receiving these different things. So in this way, Prithu Maharaj accepted the various things offered by the devatas, the brahmanas, etc. So this concludes the story of Prithu, who appeared within Swayambhuva Manvantara with a specific task of making the earth suitable for cultivation. So he leveled the earth and he made the earth yield seeds so that people could plant their crops nicely. So in this way, he acted as one who gives protection to the population. This in itself is not what we call a spiritual act, such as Krishna teaching Bhagavad Gita or whatever. This is an act of acting for the welfare of the people. But connected with that, of course, is the maintenance of Dharma. He acted as a good king and he made sure that the laws of Dharma were executed properly. So the in the Bhagavad Gita we find that Krishna says that He comes to establish Dharma and to destroy the demons, the opposing elements. So that is one of His missions. But as it has been pointed out, this is not the main mission of the Lord. That's one of the missions of the Lord, to maintain the Dharma of the material world. We also know that higher than just regular Dharma is Bhakti. So that is the actual purpose of the Supreme Lord, to display Bhakti. So when Krishna comes, yes, He restores Dharma by killing Kamsa, putting the Pandavas on the throne, Yudhisthira on the throne, etc. to do Dharma, but more than that is the Bhakti. Because we know that the Pandavas are devotees of the Lord, Arjuna is a devotee of the Lord, and Krishna teaches Bhakti. And so that's even more important than the establishment of regular Dharma. So different avatars have different functions, so sometimes the Bhakti aspect may be more emphasized and sometimes other aspects may be emphasized. So in this case, King Prithu's example, the main item here is the leveling of the earth for the production of crops, which is a material thing, because of that particular necessity at that time. Just as Varaha comes and lifts the earth out of the water, that in itself is not a directly bhakti activity, it is something simply to restore the earth to its natural position. But by doing so, the living entities get a chance to live comfortably so that we can perform bhakti and dharma. So, with Pradhu Maharaj also, if he supplies proper maintenance for the living entities, that then they are able to maintain themselves so that they can also perform bhakti. So it's a little bit indirect, but nevertheless, ultimately, bhakti is there. So Pritu Maharaj fulfills that function also. He not only produces the crops, but he acts properly as a king. He institutes dharma, and he also worships the Supreme Lord. He respects Vishnu as the Supreme Lord. So he does that as well. Yeah? But the particular shakti he is given is to level the earth so that the agriculture can continue in a nice way. The duty of the king is to protect the people, maintain the people, so that he has to do. But we see, of course, in the Bhagavatam, the purpose is twofold. The kings protect the people and they establish dharma, and that's one level. But then again, they also perform bhakti, that's a higher level. So both things go on. But as I said, sometimes one is more emphasized than the other. But nevertheless, the two cannot be separated. If they only act according to dharma and there is no bhakti, that's also useless. Because dharma cannot exist without bhakti. It won't give results if there is no bhakti. So, all these great kings are both, they acted for dharma and they also acted as devotees.
नरंतरा श्री सुषमत भागवतम की
जय
सुषमत भगवान महाराज की
जय
जीवन में सभी के प्रेम को गोपाल जी
जय
तागो प्रवण
जी
Thank you.